It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on breeding lawlessness in Marin County by means of the building departments. Much like the dire warning issued by the Music Man of allowing pool into a community, the existence and the rigid enforcement of many building codes in Southern Marin are inducing people to break the law. And once they get a taste of lawlessness, there may be no coming back. I'll give you an example, more things to come, and then at the end of the show, suggest some steps you can take to return law and order to our fair county. Consider the first situation. You have an old deck in need of some shoring up. You get the name of a reputable contractor, and she tells you the job will run something like $600. This is more than you wanted to spend, but you shrug and say okay. The contractor then asks if you want to get a permit for the job, and you nod, of course. She hesitates a moment, and then tells you a short story. For the last job the contractor did of a similar nature, the building department required her to produce as-built drawings of the deck. Since the owner did not possess such drawings, the owner in that case was required to have the drawings done at a cost of over $3,000. You respond to this story by saying you think you have somewhere the drawings the original architect did when the house was built, and they should include the design of the deck. The contractor shrugs and says, as-built drawings are different. They're done after the construction is complete to show how the structure was actually built. You look at her in surprise and say, does anyone actually have such drawings done? She shakes her head, no. She then quietly asks again, do you want me to pull a permit? This time you hesitate and say, I don't think we need a permit because it's just a repair, not new construction. The contractor doesn't respond and simply walks away. I wish I could tell you this situation was a fairy tale, but these very numbers were laid out by a contractor at a recent public meeting. The rigid enforcement of the building code has put two people in a dilemma. The homeowner faced with a project costing six times its value, and a contractor faced with losing a job to another willing to ignore the permit requirement. There's more coming. A recent state law will require homeowners to install water-saving devices in their homes by 2017 if they are not already there. Who will enforce this requirement? Well, the learned legislatures did not allocate funds for enforcement, so the homeowners will be required to execute an affidavit that the fixtures were installed. Sure, saving water is a good thing, but those fixtures cost money to purchase and install. May be too tempting to fudge on the affidavit. Some water districts have incentives for those who install water-saving devices. Why didn't the politicians just accept that method of inducing people to save water? No, they have to pass another toothless law that makes them look green, but in the field is nigh on to unenforceable. The current climate of using the stick to enforce building codes and conservation efforts appears to be generating lawlessness in the community. This is not a good result, because it doesn't take long for an us versus them mentality to spring up, and those who comply with the law are considered stupid by their neighbors. So what can you do? Demand the governing body of each locale take a hard look at its building department. Many building departments are run as profit centers. In other words, the employees' salaries are paid by the fees collected. This gives the managers of such departments an incentive to increase fees. May make it easier to balance the government budget, but doesn't create a resident-friendly environment. The overseers should compare permit fees in one locale to its neighbors to see if there are significant discrepancies. They should also look to see if there are more permits pulled in other locales. As an indication, contractors will pull permits if the fees are fair. Permit fees and building code enforcement is not a new phenomenon. It's been around for a while. And the willingness of owners to not pull permits appears to be growing. Lawlessness is not healthy for good government, but the fault may not lie with the lawbreakers. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there is a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.